This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has acknowledged for the first time Ukrainian forces are fighting in the surprise offensive in Russia's Kursk region. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
In his nightly video address on Saturday, Zelensky said he had discussed with Ukraine's top commander the actions to, quote, push the war into the aggressor's territory.
Ukraine is proving that it can indeed restore justice and ensure the necessary pressure on the aggressor.
Sunday marked the sixth day of intense battles amid Kyiv's largest incursion into Russian territory since the start of the war. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the Ukrainian attack as a major provocation.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Serbia's president on Sunday accused demonstrators who oppose a lithium mining project in the Balkan country of being part of a Western-backed hybrid warfare against his government and vowed to take strong legal action against those protesters who have blocked railway and road traffic in the capital a day earlier. In one of the biggest protests in recent years, tens of thousands took to the streets in the capital, Serbia, Saturday, against lithium mining in Serbia, despite officials' warnings of their alleged plot to unseat populist President Aleksandar Vučić and his government. Spanish NGO Open Arms rescued 44 migrants at sea off the southern coast of Italy on Sunday. The operation involved an iron boat in distress holding five women, three children, and a baby among a group of 44. The Open Arms rescue boat gave them life jackets, water, and food and stayed with them until an Italian boat arrived. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands have been forced to flee areas of Gaza's Khan Yunis after Israeli authorities expanded evacuation orders on Sunday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The Israeli military said it was attacking militants from the Hamas group, who were using the areas to stage attacks and fire rockets. An announcement on X and sent to residents' phones said they should evacuate immediately for your own safety to a newly created humanitarian zone. But Palestinian and UN officials say there are no safe areas in the enclave. Gazans also complain they've been forced to move multiple times. This man is saying it's the 12th time he's had to flee since October 7th.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The Israeli military ordering the evacuations in southern Gaza a day after health authorities said an airstrike on a school-turned-shelter in the north killed dozens of Palestinians. Israel's airstrike on Saturday hit a mosque inside a school in Gaza City where thousands of people were sheltering. The Gaza Health Ministry said 80 were killed and around 50 others wounded during morning prayers. The Israeli military said it killed 19 Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists. Hamas and Palestinian activists disputed that, saying two of the 19 had been killed in earlier strikes and others were known to be civilians or opponents of Hamas. At least 18 people were killed after a landfill collapsed in the Ugandan capital, according to the Red Cross, who said the toll reached 18 after more bodies were recovered on Sunday, 2 days after the collapse. AP correspondent Nayan Kim reports.
Locals and rescue teams have been digging through the mounds of trash, exacerbated by a landslide believed to have been triggered by heavy rainfall. The Katizi landfill serves as a waste disposal site for much of the capital of Kampala and sits on a steep slope in an impoverished part of the city. Women and children who gather plastic waste for money use the site regularly. Many homes have also been built close by. Local leader Juliet Nantiza says, "The most painful thing is that we've been warning the government that this garbage will kill people because the landfill is full to capacity already. The death toll is likely to rise as rescuers continue their search for more victims. I'm Nayan Kim."
Former U.S. President Donald Trump reportedly has used a slur often targeted at women to describe his election rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, during at least two private conversations. His campaign denied it over the weekend. The New York Times cited two people who on different occasions heard Trump call Harris by a derogatory term. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.